They did. They accepted the regimen of Cytoxan, methotrexate, 5-FU. She received one cycle every 21 days, did very, very well. Actually, we worked in conjunction with her endocrinologist to make sure that her diabetes was well controlled, and he had a lot of input into her sliding scale based on the days of her treatment.
Did it actually change?
Some of her insulin levels tended to, her glucose levels did go up within 24 hours of treatment. And so for that day, the patient would increase her sliding scale based on the numbers and then go back to her standard dosings.
And did she have any other problem with the Decadron, insomnia, hyperactivity, or anything like that?
The patient did complain of being restless and irritable at some points about 36 hours after the treatment. She said she experienced about a 12-hour window of being just very anxious and irritable and couldn't really sit still.
What happened to her hair?
Her hair did not fall out. She did have some mild hair loss, although she did not require a wig and she did not have any patchy baldness. It was just hair thinning.
Is that what you're seeing with CMF in general, or do you see a lot of people with complete alopecia?
Most patients experience hair thinning. And this is totally a retrospective, non-randomized discussion, but what I see is that younger women tend to have a harder time with their hair in CMF. They tend to experience alopecia more than older women for some reason.
And overall, by the time she completed therapy, how had it affected her overall quality of life, her lifestyle, her energy level?
The patient prepared up front for some changes in her lifestyle, in that she was working 3 days a week. She got treated on Thursdays and then took Friday off and had the weekend to recuperate and didn't really travel, although continued to work her part-time job and was still relatively involved with her family and friends. And other than fatigue, which certainly was a cumulative symptom for her, she was able to manage most of her life very, very well with very little changes.
Any other side effects or problems with the chemo?
She experienced no real immunosuppression. She was able to get treated. It was important for us to treat her on a 21-day cycle. We did not need to use any growth factor. We were watching her closely for anemia, and basically she was able to hold her hemoglobin and hematocrit without any growth factor support.
Any nausea or vomiting?
Very mild nausea and vomiting. She would take Compazine or Cloperazine every 6 hours the day after treatment, but other than that, she was relatively fine.